Did you accidentally download a virus onto your work computer also? It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX.
This is, the fact that you pointed out that we have new owners, this is such, what a great start we're off to.
Listen, they don't know the full scope of the Ben and Kelly show, all right?
You're right.
They only know, you know, our ratings and the fact that we've been around for a while, you
That's
know?
That's right. We get good report cards.
Sure.
That's all they really
yeah,
need
everything's
to know.
Great. We're not a liability.
We're not computer wizards.
No, yes. You don't pay us to be a computer wizard.
That's not in the job description.
How'd you screw up at work? I got a message from a listener. I once replied all to a company-wide email saying my boss was being dramatic. Guess who was on the CC? My boss and his boss. So that's fine. Whoops. Oh, this is funny. This is kind of like something I would do. I used to be a reporter at a small town in Ohio. I was new at the TV station, thought I was muting my mic during live segment. I wasn't. The whole city heard me say I needed to pee. That's funny. That is very...
That's always... I've been in so many different situations where I had a mic on and I'm like, hey, is this turned off?
Oh.
Because I need to go use the restroom. I was officiating a wedding recently and I had to make sure. I'm like, hey, video guy, listen, this is muted, right? Because I'm going to go use the restroom
I know,
right now.
I always assume...
I don't need you to listen.
If there is a mic around that it is on and...
Yeah. I just made sure I let them know first, like, this is what I'm going to go do right now. You have been forewarned. Mute it.
You are going to hear noises that I'm not going to be proud of.
That's nature. Got another message I was supposed to forward an email to a coworker, accidentally sent it to the client we were gossiping about.
Oh, that's like screenshotting a message and then sending it to the person you're talking about. That
yes.
is legit exactly. That's the corporate version of that.
Yep, I took a personal day after that one. Oh, wow. Oh, another one. I once set off the fire alarm making microwave popcorn, burnt it so bad the building had to evacuate. HR still calls me popcorn girl.
Oh. Brooke says, while I was at work third shift, I was 24, on my work computer looking up stuff about Kentucky snakes. I typed in anaconda, and let me tell you popped up was not a snake.
No.
IT department called my office, and I had to explain to them what happened. Worst part was I had to explain to my boss what happened, and he was also a minister.
Oh, gosh.
Listen, I was just wanting to know about snakes.
Listen,
not that time of snake.
I was not trying to look up that kind of snake. I promise.
Oh, that's funny. That is funny. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, by the way, Kelly from Crescent Hill, thank you. She says, hey, if they fire you guys, then they fire all of us. Thank you. That is some, you know what? We'll print that out and give that to our boss, too.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. Yeah, Raina says, Ben, I'm you. You are me. Listen, I've always been cautious with those things, always. My husband's a computer genius, always warns me about this stuff, too. He builds computers, and there are his babies. Well, when I got new work from home job, he built me one. It's amazing. I got a virus notification. Tells me I need to call this number, so I do. The guy tells me to do all these things, so I do.
Oh, no.
Then he says,
no.
Oh, this isn't good. And I'm like, oh Lord, what? And he says, why have you been watching bad things? That's when I was like, OMG, I've been scammed, and immediately hang up. Didn't tell my husband until that evening because I knew he was going to be mad. Oh my gosh.
No harm done, luckily, but
wow.
Oh my gosh. I have never heard that's a thing.
Wow. If anybody is like, oh gosh, call this number. I'm like, nope.
No.
I don't answer numbers that I even see their name. I'm not calling anyone.
But I've got, so there is a little site that I go to. It's like a free convert YouTube to MP3.
You're going to get burned on that someday.
I know. Well, there's like one time where if it stays up too long, then it starts like the loudest beeping and like, you have a virus. And then you can't like close out of it. And I have to like restart the computer.
Oh my god!
A couple of times.
I worked at a vet's office and mixed up two dogs' files.
Oh!
One was supposed to get a haircut. The other one was supposed to get neutered. Let's just say I wasn't asked back, and yeah, I was fired.
Oh, gosh. Oh, that's a big oopsies. That's a big oopsies.
Well, but you know what? That's not bad. Like, if the dogs probably needed to get neutered anyways.
Or maybe they were going to breed it.
Oh, well, maybe that's true. That's true.
Oh, no, the computer went. I was trying to fix the office Wi-Fi, unplugged the entire building server. Every computer went black. IT still calls it the great shutdown of 2019.
That's funny. Mason rolls in. He says, when I was younger, I was playing a billiards game on my dad's laptop. An ad popped up for Cool Sticks. So I clicked on it. The laptop was frozen forever.
Oh, gosh. Oh, my gosh.
That's rough. That's rough. That's rough, guys.
Permanently rough. Broke the laptop.
Yep. All right, these are good stories. I didn't think we were going to talk this long about an oopsie that I did. Just a wee little oopsie that really no one outside of our little bubble needs to know about.
Well, okay. But it's also a good lesson, because what if someone else today gets a little pop-up message on a website they always go to that they don't normally see that says, oh, there's a little security thing and you got to do all the clicky-clickies, and just don't. Don't do the clicky-clicky. Just don't.
Don't do the clicky-clicky.
Don't do the clicky-clicky.
All right. Thank you for the stories on 99.7 DJX.